This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As talk of recession hangs in the air, are we or aren't we, will we or won't we? Next week's first peek at gross domestic product growth for the first quarter of the year is going to get a lot of attention. We're going to be getting an update on manufacturing as well in the form of orders for durable goods. And manufacturing has been kind of challenged lately, during the pandemic especially. So we've gotten Lisa Goldenberg back on the phone. She is the president of the Delaware Steel Company, to get a little perspective on these. Lisa, it's good to talk to you again.
It's wonderful to speak with you as well.
How are things in the world of steel?
Actually, they're doing remarkably well.
Really?
And I say that because the fourth quarter was kind of dismal. We got our butts handed to us. And I'm glad we didn't talk then, because I never want to be too sad. So I can get to be a little more optimistic today.
I'm sorry to chuckle, but what happened in the fourth quarter and how did it turn around?
I think that manufacturing really slowed down. I think there was a lot of fear of this theoretical recession that we have yet to see. And I think that the increase in interest rates caused a strong pause, as well as some other kind of international factors. I think that we turned the corner, we come back for the new year, and it's like, hey, there's a lot going on. Consumer spending is still up. People need a lot of what I say, quote unquote, stuff, all the things that steel makes and manufactures. And manufacturing numbers continue to look very strong.
Okay, so you're optimistic now. If I call you in, not 90 days, that's too short, but if I call you in 6 months, right, because
I'm
we've
worried.
Got...
No, don't talk about 6 months, Kai, because okay. Now I start to
right.
get worried.
Right.
July, everyone has this sort of question mark of what the second half of the year is going to look like. And there's some seasonal slowdown that occurs anyway in the summer months and vacation. And I am concerned for the fourth quarter. I don't think it's going to be some deep recession that everyone's worried about. But for example, in steel, there's been a 62% increase in pricing in the last 4 months. I think that if we haven't seen the peak, we're going to see it in the next 60 days for sure.
Interesting. All right. So a couple of specific things. I don't know if you're thinking about hiring, but if you are, could you? Is labor an issue for you?
I'm not thinking of hiring right now, only because my needs aren't going to be met in that way for my growth strategies. But
Wait. Hold on. So how do you grow and not hire people? Help me understand that.
Well, some of it's sales driven and a lot of it's remote and virtual outside reps. It's sort of a different model. But in manufacturing, labor is unbelievably hard to find. Huh. And some of it is the things that you tend to hear about in the press of increasing minimum wage and having it be too expensive and healthcare costs. And for sure, all those things are true. However, I think it's a much deeper, more serious issue in there just isn't labor. If we don't start working with our youth and offering role modeling, vocational training, corporate leadership, as a society, what are we doing with our kids? You're just doomed. And then you end up having to pay for it anyway. So we might as well pay for it when they're a lot younger and more hopeful and, frankly, more impressionable to the value of paying the bills.
Yeah. Last thing, and then I'll let you get back to running your company. One of the reasons we talk to you, and honestly, one of the great parts about our conversations, I think, is the reality check that you always give, right? You don't horse around. What's your gut on this economy right now?
My gut is that it's a lot stronger than people want to acknowledge. I think that how you feel about the economy and how you feel about your day-to-day life has gotten to be, instead of reality and like gut checking and what it really is, it's gotten to be a political statement. At the end of the day, while many, many, many people are struggling, things are pretty good. Could they be better? Absolutely. Do we need certain policies in place? Absolutely. Does the Fed need to be kept in check and do I worry about interest rates? Of course. But overall, geez, things are pretty good.
Lisa Goldenberg is the president of the Delaware Steel Company. Lisa, thanks for your time. It's good to talk to you. I'm sorry it's been a while, I guess, is what I wanted to say.
It's been too long.
No, I don't accept your apology. All right. All good. Whenever it is, it's all good. It's always great to catch up and hear how things are. And I just love the way you guys present stuff.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.